Of all the many types of sound there are in the world, infrasound is probably the most mysterious and perhaps in some ways the most bizarre. Infrasound is defined as sound which is too low for human beings to hear, which means below about 20 hertz. In fact, though, it's quite easy to sense infrasound if it's at a high enough level, because these low frequencies have quite a profound physical effect on the body, making it vibrate, for example. One of the interesting things about infrasound is that it seems to have quite profound effects on the human psyche, the human emotions. For example, it's been found that where musical concerts take place, that this was an experiment done in the Purcell Rooms in London a few years ago, for example, when a musical concert was played there, and infrasound was added to it, unbeknown to the audience, for some performances and not to others. Consistently, it was found that the audiences of those performances where infrasound were present were much more emotional, or were significantly more emotional about the music than those who went to the concerts of the same piece of music with infrasound not being present. So it didn't make people happy or sad, but what it did mean is that if people liked the music, they really liked it when there was infrasound, and if they didn't like it, they really hated it when there was infrasound there. This is also consistent with some findings at the end of the 20th century, which was actually came about through reports of a haunted laboratory in Coventry University, where people reported vague sounds of depression and unease and a certain unearthly quality to the place, and also even physical manifestations, or at least visual manifestations of strange grey shapes. After some experiments were done on this, it was found that the room was actually quite highly subject to infrasound from a faulty fan, and when this was fixed, people's emotions immediately returned to normal and they felt a great lightening of spirit. And it's speculated that the reason for the visual manifestations might be because some of the infrasonic frequencies present were those which would make the eyeballs vibrate. It's speculated, in fact, that it might be the case that old buildings might be frightening, particularly when the wind's howling outside, because of infrasonic components to the sound fields there. And on more other recent experiments have shown that another effect of infrasound is to increase the sleepiness of people. In fact, when bus drivers were exposed to levels of infrasound which were really quite modest and typical of those which they might well be exposed to during their working life, not only did they report feeling sleepy after just a few minutes, and certainly up to an hour's exposure, these feelings became there, their brainwaves even changed so that to some extent they had some of the features of the brains of sleeping people. So that's maybe something to consider next time you get on a bus.